This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
I believe we are on live.
I shouldn't use that song. If you don't like the camera work, that is my fault. You see anything?
Not loaded yet.
Not loading. That's me on a Friday.
Look, we're loaded.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing. Bing.
I feel loaded.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review. I'm Chaz, AJ,
yo,
Pam, Phil.
Hello.
What up?
Your questions, your comments, this is your thing. So
Be nice.
Please feel free to chime in.
Right.
It's Be Nice to AJ Day today.
Yes, well.
Also known as International Women's Day.
That wasn't nice.
You already blew it.
It's called comedy. Chew your gum.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have gum.
So we were talking about the search for the next Pam.
Yes, exactly. It's like American Idol thing.
Yeah.
Only not quite. More like American Midol.
Oh, on National Women's Day and everything.
I think it's funny that I texted someone who was in radio who always kind of hinted that should, you know, if there was ever an opening.
They want to come back.
Think of me.
Right. Ooh.
And I texted her and she was like, I'm interested. And then one block about this big of a text changed all of that.
But what the job entailed?
Right.
Right.
You gotta work.
Hey, my thought was, if you can't get through a text this big and you're done right there, you don't have any questions after that. We just saved a lot of time.
It's good we found out now.
It's good for everybody.
Exactly. Very good for them, good for us. Yeah. No hassle. Mm-hmm. We move on. God bless you.
Because the job is going to be, so you get a text this big, wouldn't you say, well, let's talk about it.
Because most folks think.
What do you mean by not great money? What do you mean by a lot of work?
Most folks think with this job, first of all, we get paid ass loads of money. We come in and we just do the show and then we have all the day for the rest of the day to do stuff.
I don't know.
A lot of people have that misconception.
Think that
they always think, you're done at 10 o'clock and then you got the whole day to yourself. You go to the beach, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
we're
shopping. Still working the show.
I don't know who these people are that you talk to, but the people I talk to are like, wow, I could tell you put a lot of work in. They'll ask, what time do you leave?
Right.
Right. Because they're curious. Because they know the show ends at 10, but we don't end at 10.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've had hundreds of people send stuff. It's weird. It's like one of those battles in a movie. You see this wave come in.
Like 300?
And it's like.
Right.
Right. And then, a little stream will get through, like, the gate of the fort.
And the Trojan rabbit.
And they get knocked off as they go along.
It's always the first person through that takes the worst hit, though.
Why would you want to be that person?
Giant fireball takes out, like, 20 or 30 people.
What you got to do is you got to start that thing going, and then as you're running, you got to fall back a little bit.
That's right. Let them all go first.
Yeah. Because the two other gung-ho idiots go ahead, and those two morons battle themselves, and they say, okay, boom, he got the arrow. Boom, he got the flames, and I come through, I jump over the dead bodies, obviously.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I get.
No, but that's what it's like. It's like a video game.
Right.
Because in the beginning, you have all your hand grenades.
Right.
So you're just wiping out large scores of people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Or you watch fertilization. You got the egg, and you always go, and only one gets in. Right. So we're looking for that one special sperm.
Pretty much.
We are looking for the fast
swimmer. So you're the eggs.
Exactly. Yes. Come fertilize my egg.
I thought I had a horrible response to a text. Yeah, that's not a good ad.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
So she never wrote back at all?
No, she didn't.
That's weird.
Six hours.
Maybe she fell like, oh my God.
6 hours. And then I wrote, ha ha ha. I guess that means zero. Because I ended the text with, it's the morning show. It's, traffic, voice, booking guests, lots of work. Little peck.
Probably should put little peck.
Let me
on top.
Know your level of interest.
Right.
And then 6 hours went by. No response. And then I text back, I guess that means zero. Ha
wow.
ha ha. I said, it's okay. Just wanted to let you know. And then she texted right back.
Mm.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I was really busy. And da 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 da. No, you weren't
busy.
No, you were sitting there.
You were
sitting there MFing us. That's what you were doing.
No, I don't think so. No, look. it's all good.
Yeah, no.
And I'm not saying it's a negative thing for
her. No, no, no.
Some people aren't up for it. And I give her a lot of credit for knowing she's not up for it.
Yeah, for saying so.
Thank you for saving all of us time.
Exactly.
She should have at least written back, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not interested. Or at least something
write,
like that.
Or at least write how little pay.
Yeah.
Maybe a little pay.
I mean, that's rude that you don't write back at
big
all.
Pay to you.
When an hour went by and there was no response, I said, well, she can't do the job.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be all over it.
You can't not respond for an hour.
Right, exactly.
Unless you're sleeping.
If you know, importante.
If you know time is going to be taken where you have to think about it, just write, let me think about this. I'll get back to you. Mm. At least you know.
Let me mull it over.
Yeah. Time goes by.
Or you just write, got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I know you got the text.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
What does GFY mean?
You love that. You love it. I've heard that. He said, well, he said it all to me.
I think it was implied with the 6 hours with no text.
Yeah. Gotcha. It was code.
Yeah. I'm dying to know who it is.
You've met her. Yeah. Oh. We'll go over it later. Oh, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
You wanna,
blow it up.
It's like the Masked Singer. You want to reveal it's right now.
It's not a big deal, and I'm not sore by it. I'm just, it's a perfect example of. And anyone who works hard and goes to a job with other people knows there are people who think they'll walk in the building and they'll run the place in a month. And there's not her, but, you know, there's an element
like
of work that we're going to expect from this job. Nobody here shows up and then just shows up, right?
No.
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Everyone gets their balls busted.
Yes,
they
we
slide
do.
Backwards a
Ugh.
Little bit.
Mine
I bust
sling.
My own balls.
Right, right.
I'll hammer myself in a meeting.
That was pretty wild.
You know.
As long as you don't hammer your balls, we're good.
There was at one time.
Actually,
challenge.
Angel, we'll do it on this Facebook.
That's why we have the meat
thing,
hammer over there.
I think it'll get a lot of shares.
We have the meat hammer for that.
Comments, questions?
Dan says we should give AJ's mom the job.
Oh, wow. Puerto Rican traffic. Man, I listen. You don't understand it. I'm tough to understand. Imagine her.
That would be funny.
Just picture me with a Spanish accent talking twice as fast.
But she doesn't flubble.
No, she doesn't because she chooses her words carefully.
Yeah.
Because it's all the booze in her coffee.
Yeah. It's funny, but if we had different fill-ins.
Right.
Like your mom
like
for
fill-in
a week,
week
would be hysterical.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd be like, what's this word over here? What's this word over here? What's this word over here?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, the talent pool, you know, it's going to be a special person.
Yep. Very special. Because Pam's special.
Shut up.
Which is a helmet.
I always think you don't want to be the person coming in after Pam. You want to come in after the person after Pam implodes.
Oh, so we're looking for a decoy?
Yeah.
So looking for
every
a cleanse the palate person?
Any, you know, we've been offered like big jobs in the past and, you know, this is my home. But it's very nice that people ask.
Yes.
And there was one in Philadelphia where we would have been coming in after a really big show. And I said to the guy, I'm like, I don't want to be that show. I said, call me in 3 to 6 months when that show, when
especially
your replacement
show. Philadelphia, because it's so friendly over there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the city.
No, it was a big show. I'm like, no, I'm not coming in after that one.
No.
I'm going to come in after the one that just wrecked the place.
I don't want to get beaten.
Yeah.
And that's how they say hello.
No, but, you know, there's never going to be another Pam.
No.
But hopefully we'll find someone who's good in, you know, whatever. They're special in their own. Everyone's special.
In their own way.
Everyone's
that's
special.
That's why we'll get trophies at the end.
Yeah. Exactly. We have a good crop now.
We do.
So.
We crop all over the place.
I said crop.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But the roast for Pam, which will be her kind of send-off, is going to happen April 12th. Write it down. We're going to announce all the details Monday, and tickets go on sale Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
They told us to announce Monday, which means they'll probably start running promos on Sunday because we never really get to announce any of our events. I'll be on, and I'll listen. We'll go to commercial, and I'll hear the promo running. I'll say, well, when
what the
were
hell?
We supposed to announce it?
Yeah.
It's 5:30.
Yeah. You know what time announcement
is? We're going to do it at
6. Yeah, exactly.
But they like to get it out there.
They're excited.
So
they're excited.
Get ready. Get your credit cards ready.
Yep.
I have a feeling this one's going to sell out lightning fast.
Right.
Lightning fast. So Friday, April 12th, it's a roast. And we're putting together a real nice list of people who are going to.
Of roasters, chefs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait to hear AJ's.
Oh.
People are asking if you can hint the location.
It's in Connecticut.
Orange. Area. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that sounds like a zone.
Yeah. Yeah, orange
don't
area.
Go to the orange area.
We're up to the orange area.
Orange area.
Yeah, like if it's red area, then everybody escape.
Right, it's gonna be one of those road work scenes. That's
exactly
what we're gonna do.
Right, right. Yeah. Right, right.
Actually, I'll give it away.
Yeah, she will.
Because there is road work over there,
and she's gonna be in Coast Guard intelligence. I almost gave it away.
Yeah. I don't know. I almost. What's the difference if we give it?
Yeah, who cares?
Out now.
I don't know. The boss likes to yell a lot. That's his normal speaking voice, I'm just saying.
In the orange area.
And I think that's good for now.
And we've been there before.
We've done something.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there before. That's as far as we can go with it. Recently.
Gracias.
When you don't... I was going to say, when you don't mow your lawn, what happens?
Your neighbor yells at you, and the town comes. The neighbor yells at you. You find dog poop in your lawn. No.
Tickets will be $20.
$20. Really?
There'll be nothing to announce on Monday.
For Pam?
Well, you'll know, but people who don't watch this won't know.
Exactly. So you'll have a secret on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We have a really good list of roasters so far, and it's going to get better.
Yep. Only the finest chefs available.
What else? Tolls coming to Connecticut?
Yeah.
I want to engage in this thing. Do you guys want to engage in this thing?
I mean, what the hell?
I almost feel like it's beyond a fight because they have all the votes. They're not even going to vote.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We go down swinging.
The part that hurts me the most is the people who are bringing this aren't far from retiring. And, you know, they're going to take their Connecticut pension. They're going to leave and go to Florida and not pay income tax.
Yep.
And they're just, you know, they're like dropping a bomb and walking off.
Exactly. Like that person in the bathroom. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, stick the place up and then split.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what to do, but we'll keep talking about
it. Yeah. We got to go down swinging.
Yeah. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Remember Patrick Sasser, the first time he came on?
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this is a loss. He's like, Chaz, no, it's not.
Yeah.
It happened.
So anything could happen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew it was going to happen. Did I not friggin' say the day after Election Day when I had that epic meltdown? Yeah.
Yeah, we've been saying this for, we all been saying it.
Yep.
But yeah, you were right. What? Anything? No? No? No one has one question.
Not one?
Nope.
Not even meth?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
No questions. You got Derek just... blowing up the whole chat. The whole chat is
what you talking about now.
Every other comment is Derek.
In the butt.
What's he saying?
Yeah. I'll get WPLR tattooed. F bomb. Derek. So, you know.
Well, sounds just
that.
Like him.
Hi, Derek.
Yeah. Hi, Derek. Mellow today.
I'll get. We saw that you'll get it tattooed. He's still saying it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so
much. Jason wants us to give some tickets away. We don't even have the event officially announced yet, so we can't do that just
no
yet.
Service charge.
Exactly. It's all going to a good cause, you know, PLR.
Jeff, well, we have to pay for stuff.
Jeff the chef will be there, so.
Of course he will.
Be prepared.
Right.
Will Pam come back?
Jeff likes to talk.
Someone said, will Pam ever come back?
He's one of those guys, he's perfected the craft of talking.
He's filibustering.
To where he never has a natural pause to where you could say, I'll be right back. It goes on, and you think it's, I love the guy.
Mm. We do.
But it...
He's like a stopwatch.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I wait for one of these guys to walk over.
We need a signal. You need like you know, like you're gonna.
The signal is Jeff is talking to you.
Okay.
So from now on, if Jeff is talking to you, okay. Someone else has to.
So if you have a catatonic look in your eye, come over.
He scared the shit out of me at one of the monthly meals because I pulled into the parking lot and he must have recognized me as I pulled in. So I like take my keys out and I went to like get something. I look up and he was standing right next to my driver's side window and I was like, Jesus. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is
Jeff
wrong with you?
And he was already 5 minutes into his conversation.
It's in full talk mode.
Yeah. I'm just, Jeff.
We love you, man. We just busted, man.
There's but some truth to it, but still.
But you got to know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot.
Your friends had to tell you.
Yeah.
If your
you friends
do.
They've told you. Remember we said we would give him tickets if he didn't talk for how many minutes?
The whole time.
The whole time.
Was it the whole time?
I believe so. It failed miserably, yeah.
It was the first hour.
Yeah.
We wanted 1 hour.
The first hour.
That was one of our monthly meals.
Yeah, he didn't make it.
No, he did not. Yes, talk.
The toilet.
Yes.
So when we were on vacation, Pam made this video. It had a zillion views, and it was about how far the bathrooms are from the studios.
Which is a mile.
It's far.
It is.
Well, when they were putting the place together, there was this option. This facility is really well built, and it's the result of people getting out a checkbook and saying what would make a good studio, and they talk to everyone, engineering, programming, people, everyone in the building.
Some homeless guy.
So the morning show at the time had an option. You can have an office right outside the studio, or you can have a bathroom right outside the studio.
What should they choose?
Let's say the wrong decision was made.
Right.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yep.
We don't know that.
However,
yes, true.
If we did have a bathroom out there,
yeah,
there'd always be people. There'd always be noise.
And so when we drop a bomb and we float into the studios.
Right.
Yep.
That is a good point.
Yeah, they'll permeate the hallway.
That would still have to be a pee break only bathroom.
One of the stations I worked at years ago had a bathroom right next to the studio. And our midday guy, every time he had peanut butter, was a bad day.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right.
Just letting you know.
But anyway, so Pam makes this video, gets a zillion views, and one member of the tribe.
John Belinda.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Made us a gift.
John.
I feel like it's specifically for Pam, but it says on it, Morning Crew.
It does,
yes.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're not going to share.
It does have her name on the lid, though.
Whoever uses it first,
that's yours.
It becomes yours.
It's yours for life.
Right. And, yes.
Look at this thing.
Nice. That's elaborate. Those are job site Johnnies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pam, you want to hold it up?
Yeah.
They sell those at Home Depot too.
But that's
a homemade.
With no hands.
That's a homemade, man. He took extra care on that one. That's a homemade, man. But they see.
Look at this.
So
it says Morning Crew.
Yep. It's
a 5-gallon pail. AJ, you've pooped in one of these.
Yes, I have. That's a sturdy one too. Usually it's a spackle bucket.
Toilet paper, and then when you open it up, it has a toilet seat.
Yeah. Now, the key is, what you're supposed to do is
Pam, enjoy the go.
The go. With an exclamation mark that goes the other way.
Now, the proper way to use that is you're supposed to put a plastic bag inside there. You dump, and then you take the bag out.
Oh, my God, there's poop in here. That's funny. There's little poop things. There's smiley poops. That's funny.
My poops would not be smiling.
Who's a happy turd?
My poops are angry poops.
Oh,
are you serious?
That is funny.
Pam, you got to sit on it. We got to get an idea.
But do it the right way. Yeah, you know, pants down the whole thing.
No.
No?
Oh.
It's not bad.
Now make that face.
You look comfortable.
Make that face like you had like lots of rice.
How long do you think you could sit on there comfortably?
Probably about a good hour. This is comfortable.
Really?
This is actually comfortable.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is your legs are going to go numb. You got a ringer on your ass.
I like that he put the toilet paper right in front. So he did some thinking there. So
he did.
Easily
he engineered.
Accessible.
Well, his name is John. So
yeah.
I mean,
nice.
You don't want to.
This is a good setup.
You don't want a John from a guy
like
named Pete.
I'm sorry, AJ.
You don't want a guy John from a guy named Pete. His name is John.
I like how the lid closes tight. So if you do have to move it.
Yeah. Or if you do.
You just transport your poop.
That's it.
You're good. This is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So
it really is.
That's a lot of effort into this.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, Pam. It's all yours.
Thank you, John.
I'll be here so we can all use it.
Bring it with you to the Coast Guard.
Yes. They'll show you are prepared.
Yes. I'm well prepared.
You probably make captain.
We have lots of events this weekend, starting with tonight, Friday night, AJ, Dave Riley.
Yep.
At Ridgefield Playhouse.
Yep, it's going to be a great show. Young Chaz is going to have his artwork displayed in the lobby. I'm looking forward to that. We have a really rocking violin to open the show.
That's different.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
you know?
Something you don't see every day.
Exactly. Like I watched this video and I was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing.
Well, you're going to get everything because I don't want to give it away, but Dave comes out and it's kind of like something you might see in a circus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So crazy violinist.
Yep.
Art out in the lobby from Young Chaz.
Right. Then art in the studio.
RDDB.
Yep. We have art in this lobby.
RDDB.
RDDB.
RDDB. Nicest guy in the world.
Then AJ. Then Dave.
Yep. So it's going to be a great show tonight.
Yeah, one of the things you should take in, AJ, is the theater aspect of this. This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You should take pictures. I mean, Ridgefield Playhouse
is
gorgeous.
We got people in the audience taking photos for us because I can't take a picture while I'm on stage doing it.
Well, you should.
You know?
You should turn around and take a selfie and have the audience.
See, what I do is I record my shows every single time on here.
Right.
So I'll try, but I mean, like I said, I've got people in the audience taking photos, so we're going to send them to me.
You have the AJ crew.
Exactly. Right. Plus, well, we got we got a couple of people we're bringing. There's going to be a couple of professional photographers coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we got
good.
People. Yeah,
that's
so,
smart.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll give me the photos so I can post them onto our Facebook page. So.
In a beautiful theater.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. I love the Richmond Playhouse.
Get some video clips.
Right.
Social media this summer.
We got someone videotaping.
Yeah. So that's Friday, Saturday, 1 to 3. I'm in Naugatuck at this Easter Seals event.
Naugatuck.
Candy, food trucks, pizza, cheeseburgers. What more could you want?
Right home.
Pam, what is your weekend like?
So, Christie's Irish Pub.
On Sunday.
Yep, on Sunday.
After the parade.
After the parade, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right. We'll be in the parade all soaked.
Yep. So that's come dry off.
Yeah, come dry off.
Warm up.
Come over here and dry yourself off.
I don't know why I'm your facial making expression. Very intense eye contact with you while saying
like,
that.
Come dry off.
Okay.
Dry off with Pam.
Right. Have a wet one.
Yeah. And that's it. Anything else?
There is that one big benefit going on. Mamsie's family members, Jim Lopresti, he's Lucky Soul Tattoo. I guess it's his cousin, but she had a really bad car accident. She had traumatic brain injury, and they're doing a fundraiser for her at 66 Church in Naugatuck. All these great bands. Chase Rate's one of the bands I know, and they're like fantastic band. Raffles, food. That's happening at 4 o'clock on Sunday at 66 Church, Naugatuck.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so go there. If you stop by, drop $20, something like that. Everything counts. It's all going to her to help her out. Mm.
Very nice.
And then we hit 10,000 on Instagram.
Oh yeah! Holy crap!
Thank you.
Thank you
and,
so much.
If you're new, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's the 10,000?
I apologize for that photo.
Can you see who the 10,000 person was?
Oh, I don't know.
If you go under your heart, it'll show you.
If I go into my heart, that's my ribs.
Not if you have more than.
And there's my stomach, and then there's my pancreatic.
Yes, probably a little bit over 10,000 now.
Nice.
Right at 10K, it says.
What's that? Right
at 10K.
Yeah, we just hit 10K.
Wow, just now as we speak.
No, but it might be 10,003.
Three, and it just
doesn't. We won't know until it's 10,100, right?
10.1. I don't know how things work. Yeah.
Yep.
That's math.
That's really the quote, isn't it?
My brain hurts.
I don't know how things work.
Not on Instagram.
That's the
that
theme
should be the slogan of the show.
Thank you. I was just going to say that. You beat me to it.
That's our motto.
It is.
Please put that in the... Pam's coming up with a manual for the next person.
Yes.
Right.
And
lead with that.
Just has everything in there.
Lead with that.
Should be like section 2, part A. Right. I don't know how things work.
That should be in the addendum.
Yeah.
Forward.
We have Chaz and AJ coffee mugs coming. Chaz and AJ t-shirts for the toy drive. What else? That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Good. Yeah, I think so.
Buy your rose tickets.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Hope to see you at one of these deals, or if
Please.
Not, we'll see you back here Monday.
See you tonight.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.